Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today, or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a Ku band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click satellite system.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Whew. December's rolling along. Before you know it, it's going to be, 2012. So I hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. We have a great show. We're going to be talking about parasites. I got some questions lately about worms, so we're going to talk about those little friends. And also we're going to talk about a little bit about vaccines and some common mistakes people make regarding health and getting better. So we're going to talk about those wonderful things today. And coming up on Thursday, we're going to be talking about your heart. So if you're not really crazy about going to having some bypass surgery, then you'd want to tune in for that one. So we got that in the Quack Report. But before I forget, next week, the 20th, next week from tonight, Dr. Carly will be our guest here on American Voice Radio, Herb Talk Live. So don't forget. our wellness expert, will be here. You can check out her website by clicking on the link on our links page at thepowerherbs.com. So do check that out and get on over there. But she'll be with us on the 20th. And before we get to the quack report and all this good stuff, a big salute and Semper Fi to our military, praying for them, praying for America. I don't know about you, but I've been seeking the Lord's face and religiously asking him to send us a righteous leader to elect. Okay, obviously, you know, we can't write God and Jesus Christ on the ballot. You know, love to, but, you know, we need a righteous leader. We do. The people do. They need somebody with standing that knows the Lord, that can get by all this shenanigans, all this deception, and everybody go, that's the guy. So we're going to pray for that. And, you know, I did get some feedback the other day when I was reading you something in the book of Peter. Remember I was telling you it's the season, and so we were blessing you with grace and the peace of the Lord multiplied be unto you. And then we were talking about some of the gifts, the godliness that comes forth when you have the Holy Spirit with you. And so, you know, be diligent with your faith, and to your faith add virtue, and then to virtue add knowledge. Remember I said this? And then to knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness. And then to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. And, you know, I'm just going to add a little bit more what Peter said. He says, but if you lack these things, you're going to be blind and can't see afar off. And you've forgotten that you purged your old sins, what you've gotten off track. Wherefore, isn't it better, he says, brethren, to be diligent and to make your calling election sure. And if you do these things, you shall never fall. So let's pray for one another, pray for all of America, and do our due diligence and seek the Lord's face every day. And without further ado, let's do the quack report.
Make way for Duck Dodgers in the 24th and a half century.
Okay, hey, did you know about this microwave popcorn? It gives off this toxic fume that causes lung damage when you cook it. I never liked that stuff. You know, I say go get an air popper and some organic kernels and pop it yourself. But does the buttery flavor microwave popcorn, you know, does it come with a chemical toxin? You know, yeah. The chemical is called diacetyl, and it is toxic, and it destroys the lungs. And guess what? Workers that work at the microwave popcorn factories come down with this crippling and irreversible lung disease known as bronchiolitis, bronchiolitis obliteriana. It's affectionately called, are you ready, the popcorn lung disease. I'm not kidding you. Health professionals have known about the risk for decades. But they always assume that it's only going to affect the people that breathe that stuff in a factory setting. But in 2007, a man who regularly ate 2 bags of microwave popcorn every day was diagnosed with the popcorn lung disease, which indicates the diacetyl toxin enters the air and goes into your lungs when you pop that microwave popcorn. So, of course, you know, the popcorn people, anxious to reassure consumers that the microwave popcorn is safe, they phased out the diacetyl toxin but only replaced it with another chemical that has the same effects. So you can still find diacetyl toxin in many flavored snacks and even some natural so-called natural foods. So it's going to be important for you to read your labels and hey, you know, put on your Christmas list a popcorn air popper. Make your own popcorn. What else we got in the quack report? Hidden epidemic, they say, crippling pain, neurological adverse effects from antibiotics. Yeah. The adverse reactions from some certain specific class of antibiotics resemble some crippling adverse reactions that you see when people are injured from vaccines. Most antibiotic victims are going to be adults. Their complaints are often disregarded by physicians as being either disillusional or their misdiagnosis having rheumatoid arthritis, fibromyalgia, or MS. That's because their symptoms are similar or even worse than those diseases. But they often suffer from a constant pain of extreme neuropathy, and they think it's because of certain antibiotic drugs. It's estimated by the FDA that less than 10% of the actual adverse event drugs get reported into their system, basically because doctors don't want to report adverse events on the drugs they're prescribing. So please do your homework before you take any medication. What else we got? I sent this over to Dr. Carley, so we may chat about this next week. Infant in Minnesota developed, they say, a rare form of bird flu, the H1N2 strain. Not the H1N1, but the H1N2. Now, disease specialists are carefully monitoring the case in Minnesota. The infant is in, you know, intensive care, I guess, you know, quarantine. But they are calling it a mutated strain, H1N2. It's the only second case ever detected anywhere. The Minnesota Department of Health has minimized the threat, but the virus is common, they say, in pigs in the upper Midwest. And until last year, only one case was ever known to occur, and that was in 2007 in Michigan. So the infant actually had no direct contact with pigs, swine, if you will, and neither did anyone in the infant's family. May represent, they say, a mutation of the flu virus. We'll see what Dr. C says about that. Now, the CDC estimates that in 2009, remember that big pandemic, they said 6,000 people died in the U.S. from that seven-month H1N1 pandemic virus scare. I don't know if that's true. You know, I'm questioning those numbers. But Minnesota Department of Health says, you know, they don't think that this strain, the H1N2, is a serious threat because the infant recovered pretty quickly and nobody else got sick that was around the baby, suggesting it doesn't spread very easily. Something else to make a vaccine for, I suppose. What else we got? Feds urge churches to peddle flu shots. Partner with the drugstores to sponsor some flu clinics. The federal government this year is targeting your faith-based groups, your leaders of your church groups, which include your pastors, priests, rabbis, whatever, to promote flu vaccines to their members during religious services and even to partner with local drugstores to promote a vaccine flu clinic. Now, in a recent issue, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, they have what they call a Partnership Center newsletter. And where they wrote about the seasonal flu guide for community and faith-based organizations and leaders. So they're going to use religious leaders to increase the flu vaccine compliance and ensure a success. Now, the Health and Human Services held a private conference. No press was allowed to discuss their strategies. And, of course, the government authorizes the government authority is basically unsatisfied with the vaccination rate. People aren't just going for it anymore. Even health care professionals, your doctors and nurses aren't really jumping in there, getting that. They're not rolling up the sleeve. So the whole initiative is a product of the White House Office Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships, which is a promotion. It's a promotion. Their agenda is to promote these vaccines through religion. They even cited a Catholic priest who interrupted his sermon to get a flu shot and then inspired his clergy and other parishioners to, roll up your sleeve while you come up for communion kind of thing. Last but not least in the Quack Report, weird science. Oh, yeah, it's weird. Published online in the Future of Computing, it's an issue of Science Times. They were publishing some future ideas, and they encouraged readers to write in and speculate what the future holds in the area of science. This is what they speculated on. Holographic displays, you're going to see more of that, you know, in advertising and everywhere. Robotic restaurants. I guess you don't have to tip the robot, I guess. I don't know. Computers, they say, that will replace your doctor. Well, I don't know if that's helpful. I don't know. Maybe, you know, kind of on par, what do you think? also, translators in your drivers and your computers say there's no, you know, language barrier. Also, looking to 2020 and beyond, they say the cures for intractable diseases will be conquered. Also, they say there's going to be a direct link between your brain and the computer. How does that make you feel? No language barriers at all. Okay, so some of the other readers wrote in and said these were their predictions. They speculated within 65 years, you'll be able to connect your brains to the internet via a Wi-Fi. So it's going to grant you unlimited memory and communication ability, provided, of course, you don't lose a signal. Also, they said humans will be so integrated with electronics that more people will die from computer viruses than from biological ones. Now, that's a crack up. Oh, yeah. Then they went on to say, Steve Williams, he wrote in from Calgary, Alberta. He says, computers will become so ambiguous that they will be basically regulated to the back burner, like a toaster oven, and people are going to strive to be more, they're going to, you know, do the face-to-face instead of the social media. So people are going to get tired of technology is what he's saying. And also the other predictions for 2100 and beyond, medical and computer sciences will learn to map the human brain, preserving the memories and knowledge and wisdoms of selected individuals before they die. Yeah. And they also, I don't know if any of this stuff is ever going to become a fact. And, you know, Richard Campos from Brazil, he said that his prediction is that by the year 2025, we'll be laughing at these predictions. Maybe he's right. It's kind of outlandish, you know, have your brain directly attached to the internet. I don't know. That seems, and get a computer virus in your head. Well, what does Daffy say about that? That wraps the Quack Report.
That's strange. All of a sudden, I don't quite feel like myself.
That's all, folks.
Yeah. Just boot up your brain and your internet at the same time. That's weird. Okay, well, we're going to talk about, it could be down the road. I mean, they're talking about being able to search your contact lenses. You know, you can search the internet with your contact. I don't know. It's a crazy science. We're going to talk about worms, though. We're going to get basic and down to earth. We're going to talk about worms. We're going to talk about earthworms, though. We're going to be talking about parasites. So what do you do about them? There seems to be an increase in parasite action, worm infestations, if you will. The World Health Organization shows that these types of infections, affect about 2 billion globally. So if you happen to contract a parasite infection, it can really make you sick. It really can. Parasites send 300 million people to the doctor or to the hospital every year, and some health experts expect that there is some connection between parasites and allergies and inflammatory disease, which are also on the rise. Now, half of the parasite infections involve school-age kids, and when you're playing outside, you know, children can kind of pick up worm larvae, which live in the soil, or they can contract it from pets after they've walked outside and licked their feet and then licked the kid's face. So what can you do to protect yourself from parasite infection? Well, we're going to find out. We're going to roll down this road today and see. Now, basically, there's a couple of types of worms. Generally, there's two categories of worms, parasites that infect humans, flat and round worms. The flat worms, when they're inside the human host, they tend to feed on blood, tissue, fluids, and cells. An example of a flat worm is a tapeworm, and it lives inside the host its intestines and attaches its mouth to the inside of the intestine to suck the nutrition out, but it also can absorb nutrition through the outside of its body. Now, animals and humans usually become, they become contaminated with flatworms when they eat food containing the larvae. So this parasite can actually burrow through muscle tissue and kind of hibernate there for a while. And if it's doing that, this stage is called the cyst stage. Later, the larvae is going to become active and then travel to the intestines to hatch into the walls, to latch onto the wall, excuse me, and then to grow into adult worms there. So the roundworm, though, very tolerant of just about all climates and is comfortable on dry land or in water. So the roundworm, as opposed to the flatworm, is a very plentiful species, and you'll find a million of them in a bucket full of garden soil or a bucket full of pond water. Now, these little guys are everywhere, and they infest soil, plants, animals, water, humans. It don't matter. They're everywhere. So you'll encounter them basically on vacation on a hot, and even at the hot springs if you go there. So they can pretty much feed on decaying organic matter like plants, or they can even eat bacteria and fungus, but they're also carnivorous, these type of worms, these roundworms. So the roundworms pretty much are the crop killers. They like to suck the life out of the tomato plants. So if you have a garden and it starts to go south, you can blame the roundworm. So let's talk about the roundworm cycle for a second. The roundworm seems to be a pretty hardy parasite. It can be difficult to get rid of. And when the adult roundworm is in the intestines of its host, it will produce eggs and infect the feces to contaminate other people that come in contact with it. So when the larvae hatches in the host, they burrow into the walls of the intestines and surround themselves with the blood vessels. They end up swimming around in the bloodstream and are carried to your lungs. And then they travel to the air passages and climb up into the throat where they are swallowed and carried back to the intestines to mature, and this cycle keeps repeating. So this is why they're kind of difficult to get rid of. Now, what if you live south of the border in warm climates? Well, if you do live in the southern part of the United States or in the tropics, you may come in contact with hookworm. Now, the World Health Organization estimates that 1/4 of the world population is infected with this type of parasite. The hookworm likes to hatch outside the host. So it's in the soil and it begins its development there. So if you're walking around barefoot at the beach or wherever you are, you increase your risk of picking up hookworm, as they have very sharp teeth and can attach to the foot fairly easily. From there, they can actually travel into your bloodstream. So like the roundworm, the hookworm will make its way to the lungs and your throat and be transported to the intestines to attach to the walls of the intestines. And these worms have an appetite, and they can make the host really weak and sick. And if children contract them, they can hinder their growth and development. So hookworms, not a good thing to have. Now, be careful if you like to eat pork, because you most likely are aware that eating parasite-infected pork can give you parasite disease, a terrible disease called trichinosis. So the parasite will invade the bloodstream and release up to 1,500 larvae per adult worm and will burrow into organs, causing extreme pain. So the larvae will create cysts in muscle tissue and hang out there for a while until they become active. So, you know, be really careful when you are eating pork. Now, what about Africa and Asia, if anybody's traveling? Well, these regions have some exotic foods and parasites. In Asia, birds are often eaten and carry thread-like worms that thrive in the bloodstream and the lymph tissue. Now, the population of this region can contract the parasites from insects that have bitten an infected animal and then transport that parasite to you. So mosquitoes there can transmit what are called filarial worms. a severe case of this kind of parasite can actually block circulation of fluids to the lymph system, causing extreme swelling. Now, in Africa, you can get parasites in your eyes. Eye worms are a type of venereal worm and tend to infect humans and baboons. So these parasites burrow through the skin and like to travel all over the body. An infected individual can actually see these small little worms swim in the eye fluid, and they've gotten the nickname eye worms. Kind of gross, huh? Well, what are the symptoms? Well, if you happen to contract a variety of roundworm, you may experience intestinal blockage since they tend to multiply pretty quickly. They can infect the liver and the pancreas, so don't put off getting treatment to eradicate them. Also, worms such as pinworms, which are very common among kids, may or may not offer symptoms at all. Some worms can affect appetite and sleep, and children who have parasites have a hard time sitting still and may become itchy around their anus. They may also pick their nose a lot and have a dry cough and grit their teeth. It is also known that parasite infestation can cause some spasms and convulsions, so you want to make sure your kids get looked at. The rule of thumb with parasite infections is to treat the entire family, though, at the same time. So hookworms can create a blood loss and deplete the body of iron. So symptoms of cognitive problems, loss of appetite, anemia, parasites. The parasite is most dangerous if it's left untreated, and it can cause heart failure and death. So this is not something you just, you know, want to put off being treated. Overall, parasites, you will want to watch for these symptoms: abdominal pain, constipation, anemia, chest pain, weakness or fatigue, coughing, diarrhea, dizziness, headaches, fever, insomnia, joint pain, lung congestion, muscle spasms, nausea, vomiting, night sweats, dry skin or skin ulcers, and sudden weight change. So these things can be a symptom of having a parasite. So what's the diet? Well, an interesting thing about parasites is they prefer a weak and unhealthy host. They do. Those on a malnourished diet full of empty calories and junk food are the perfect host for parasites. So the parasites like lots of starchy foods and dairy products with lots of mucus and sugar. So avoid this kind of diet. There are thousands of worms in a 1-inch cube of meat. So you want to make sure you cook meat completely before eating it, or just go vegetarian. And be careful, wash your produce thoroughly. And good hygiene is also going to be important to avoid contracting parasites. So, you know, if you work at daycare centers and so forth, you know, wash, wash, wash. Let's talk about some old-fashioned remedies. There are a few. The ancients used a variety of foods and herbs and spices to get rid of parasites, and you can encourage an expulsion of parasites with a combination of equal parts of crushed fresh pumpkin seeds, watermelon seeds, and cucumber seeds. You want to add them to one pint of equal parts of honey and distilled water. So every 2 hours you would take 2 ounces or 4 tablespoons of this mixture. Another approach is to use some natural sulfur and iodine, which you'll find in garlic and black walnut. It is a known fact that when pharmaceutical treatments for parasites fail, the garlic and black walnut tend to succeed. There are many other herbs that you can utilize, such as wormwood and horehound, but use what you have on hand, and I would be real aggressive with your dose and frequency. You may also have to use your herbs for 2 or more weeks, depending on the severity of the infestation. Bowel cleansing herbs are also excellent to use. At this time, many people will add black walnut to their bowel cleanse just to, you know, up the ante, to reassure them of protection from friends like that. Hey, we got to take a break. We'll be back with more. Stay tuned.
I got a new life. life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. But that'll get your foot tapping, won't it? My mom used to call that jitterbug music. All right, we were talking about the parasites And as I said before the break, you know, people will add black walnut as a precaution when they do their bowel cleansing as an added measure of protection against any kind of unwanted little friends. So if you're interested, Apothecary Herbs offers the bowel cleanse kit. They offer the black walnut, and you can add that to your cleanse. Now, there's garlic already in the bowel cleanse formula because it's the sulfur in the garlic that the parasites don't like and the iodine in the black walnut they don't like. And you can also layer your cleanses. You can still use your pumpkin, watermelon, and cucumber seed mixture with your bowel cleansing if you want. And if you feel a little tired and anemic, you can add that body food mix for all that natural iron, puts the vitamins and minerals and amino acids back into the system. So you make sure you have a healthy lifestyle to reduce your risk, you know, picking up those parasites. If you want more information, Apothecary Herbs does have a free product catalog they can send you. You just call them up toll-free at 866-229-3663. Organ cleansing, immune boosting products you'll find there, 866-229-3663, or on the website, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. And so if you'd like more health secrets, check out the Power Herbs ebook for just $14.99, so you'll learn more about stuff like this in that ebook there on the website, the Power Herbs ebook. So check that out. And while you're there, check out the links page. And if you're looking for an inexpensive but quality meter to check your RF radiation, you know, your dirty electricity around your work or your home, you know, your Wi-Fi, your routers, your smart meters, your cell phone, just to see how much you're exposed to, these meters are very good to check that reading and have peace of mind. You can protect yourself that way. So just click the link on Rad Meters at thepowerherbs.com on the links page. And before I forget, Apothecary Herbs has a free ground ship through Christmas on their herbal products. So if your order's over $100, you will have free ground ship in the continental United States. So that's on the homepage. Just look for that there. So when you check out, should have free ground ship there for you. All right, we're going to be talking about vaccines and people making the most common mistakes. Let's talk about the vaccines first, see how far we get. Because according to science, vaccines are supposed to trigger our immunity, right? Make us, you know, protect us. And the theory is that by exposing us to a weak or dead infectious agent, this will create an appropriate immune system response. Well, according to a chemist and author, Shane Ellison, we had him on the show recently, he said vaccines are only temporary boost to our defenses at best. And he states that in our immune system, it's designed to recognize immunological components like viruses and bacteria, which come through the body. He calls it the biological front door. It comes through your mouth, your nose, eyes, lungs, so forth, not the back door through your skin, through a hypodermic needle. So he makes the comparison that when we are inoculated with a vaccine, those infectious agents fly below the immune system radar, which makes the vaccines ineffective and a waste of money, but also puts us at risk. So definitely, if you missed the show that we did with Shane, you can visit the archive area. Right now, there's about 21 vaccines on the market. The U.S. requires all but four of these, which would be the typhoid fever, the yellow fever, the tick-borne encephalitis, or Japanese encephalitis. So by the time an American child reaches 1 year of age, the medical profession and GovCo system has pumped 14 different strains of diseases into that child's bloodstream. These would include your hepatitis B, your rotavirus, your diphtheria, your pertussis, your tetanus, your influenza type B or hip flu, your pneumonia flu, your polio, your measles, your mumps, your rubella, your chicken pox, your hepatitis A, and influenza. So some of these vaccines must be given repeatedly, and by the time the child reaches 2 years of age, has had 26 inoculations. By the time the child reaches five, no less than 34 inoculations have been given. Now, compare the current vaccine chart to just 30 years ago. Children 30 years ago received 7 vaccines. They got the mumps. You know, you and I, we got the mumps, the measles, the rubella, the diphtheria, the tetanus, the pertussis, and the polio, and that was it. And according to scientists at the Vaccine Education Center at the Children's Hospital in Philadelphia, they tell us that these 7 vaccines used to contain a total of 3,000 bacterial and viral proteins. Today, a 1-year-old child with 14 different vaccines, we're told, will have a total of 150 bacterial viral proteins or immunological components. So why the decrease these days? They say it's better science, better equipment, advances in the manufacturing of vaccines. The scientists say that they can produce safer vaccines. So we can conclude that vaccines are not safe, I guess, if they're saying they're making safer ones. So let's talk about some of this stuff that's totally crazy. It's an artificial infection. Think about it, folks. It's just not natural to pump these bacteria right into your bloodstream, you know, just skipping your immune system altogether. Sometimes, because when I read some of these reports from the scientific community, I feel like I'm dealing with Maxwell Smart. You remember that TV series from the 70s? He used to ask his sidekick if she would accept his nonsense. He would often say, "Would you believe?" So here is a report from a Nobel Prize-winning immunologist at MIT, Susumu Kantanagwa, who claimed to have figured out how our bodies make antibodies and said this, quote, "People can make about 10 billion different antibodies. Given the number of antibody-producing cells in a child's bloodstream, the number of immunological components, the bacteria and virus proteins, contained in vaccines, he says it's reasonable to conclude that babies could effectively make antibodies for 100,000 vaccines at one time." End of quote. Therefore, the medical and scientific communities, based on what he's saying, have no doubt that they can continue to add to the required vaccine chart. They can schedule babies to receive even more vaccines per injection before they start even kindergarten. So regarding your multiple vaccines and one inoculation, according to the CDC's website, they say this: the available scientific data shows that simultaneous vaccination with multiple vaccines has no adverse effect on the normal childhood immune system, and such combinations carry no greater risk or adverse side effects, end of quote. So notice the government has paid out millions in tax dollars to parents for children who were damaged by inoculations. Now, were their immune systems then considered, quote, not normal, and that's why they had those reactions? Doubt it. There have been studies done that prove that numerous inoculations containing multiple bacterial and viral proteins can offer extreme risk and cause immunosuppressive results. Unfortunately, the public is led to believe otherwise, and such research is pretty much suppressed. So in the 1980s, Weiss Pharmaceuticals scaled back their vaccine program, and it closed down their Pennsylvania plant that was only there 2 years after they lost about $200 million defending themselves in lawsuits involving their vaccines. So this is why few American-based pharmaceutical companies will make vaccines. However, the government is trying to change that. They're making it nearly impossible for us to sue the manufacturer of a vaccine. So the U.S. government may have a tough time getting vaccines made on American soil, but according to Michael Kremer, he's an economist at Harvard University, he says this: drugs that treat disease are more lucrative than vaccines that prevent them. End of quote. So disease is big business, and the U.S. government have had to lure drug companies with incentives to, quote, make infectious disease alluring again, according to the Novartis chief executor, Daniel Vasella. So, but we know vaccines don't prevent disease. We know vaccines actually give us disease. But once you take that lawsuit off the table, you're going to see, I guess, more vaccines down the road. Let's talk about some vaccine history for a second, because history shows that humanity has overcome many disease outbreaks with modern advancements in nutrition and sanitation alone. The facts actually speak for themselves. Take, for example, polio and whooping cough. There was an increase in polio in 1910, and there were many epidemics across America, and this ignited the push to develop a vaccine for polio. However, the polio epidemic was resolved prior to the polio vaccine's debut in 1953. So the same thing occurred with the whooping cough between 1900 and 1935. The epidemic was resolved, and whooping cough cases dropped 79% in the United States prior to the whooping cough vaccine, the pertussis vaccine, being introduced in 1940. So researchers at the CDC stated publicly back in 2002 that whooping cough was again on the rise in the U.S. despite the vaccine. So you can't ignore the facts regarding the measles and the development of the MMR vaccine in 1957, which started a widespread measles epidemic. Do you remember that? From 1983 to 1990, there was a 423% jump in measles cases involving vaccinated children. And based on what the CDC says about vaccines and normal immune systems, we can conclude that these children were all born with abnormal immune systems. Or could we conclude that this was a second generation of children born to patients who were vaccinated in the 50s, which adversely affected the development of the immune system? It's a question. And by the way, the flu vaccines are just as worthless, with four decades of scientific evidence proving that they have no or even low effectiveness against influenza. So what can we conclude? Well, jabbing ourselves with infectious disease works against the human immune system. And you may want to check out a website called thinktwice.com. All the propaganda about vaccine benefits outweigh the risks. Well, it's pure BS. According to Shane Ellison, he's a chemist. He used to work for the pharmaceutical companies. He says he's the author of the book Natural Cures. I encourage you to pick a copy up. He said cleanliness and immunity go hand in hand. He says he totally agrees with the experts. He always has known that if you cleanse and nourish your system, that approach to health is simple, but it works. And I doubt really any nerdy scientist can wrap their brain around that approach, sustaining good health by, you know, living healthy lifestyles and you know keeping clean about things, having good sanitation. So just think about how absurd it is to say non-vaccinated children are putting immunity at risk, or parents who don't vaccinate are risking their children's lives. This is often stated by the politicians and the health experts and even celebrities and the pro-vaccine groups, but it is scientifically unproven, and it pretty much disrespects God and his creation, your immune system. So if vaccines work like we are told that they do, we can all sleep better knowing that we could not become infected with any of those infectious agents ever again. But the truth to be told is we can. But the truth is vaccinated people do become infected with viruses and bacteria that they have been vaccinated against. Actually, the vaccine gives them the disease, as Dr. Carley has said many times here on the show. So what are your biggest immune system boosters? Well, you want to stay clean, eat healthy, and use your big immune booster herbs. Cleanse away years of bad eating habits. You know, you do your organ cleansing, get rid of the heavy metals, radioactive particles, vaccine, and pharmaceutical residues, and use God's good herbs to do that. He says herbs are here for the service of man in Psalms 114, and I believe that. So you can call Apothecary Herbs. They have male and female organ cleanse packages. You can also look at their line of immune boosting formulas. They have Echinacea Deluxe for the upper head. They have the pneumonia kit. They have the all-in-one, which is a broad spectrum type of formula. It's great as a preventative this time of year, because the biggest flu month is going to be February. It's always been February. So if you want to power up the immune system, you can do that. And make your immune system 10 times stronger. A lot of antibiotic use has made it weak. So you want to power that up. Call them for a free product catalog or visit their online store at thepowerherbs.com. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And now through Christmas, if you have an order of $100 or more, you'll receive free ground ship in the continental United States. So check it out and get free ground ship. If you've been putting off an order, now be the time to save big on the shipping. All right, we got some time left, so we're going to talk about some most common mistakes that people make. Now, preventative-type health care is one of the major concerns in America, second only basically to basic health and the economy. So there is an awakening, though, on different levels in our society right now, but in particular for the need to acquire knowledge about how to be healthy, and especially what to do in health emergencies and how to prevent health problems. So if you knew how to seriously protect your health, you would, right? And we've gotten away from some fundamental health laws. And we've invested basically in corporate insurance plans and the government to save our health. But you know what? God gave us a divine institution of human government. You can read about it in Romans chapter 13. So when rulers no longer do good works but terrorize the people and do evil, it's time for the people to stand up and take action and to put the whole armor of God on. That's right. So obedience to God, you know, if you're disobedient to tyranny, it's obedient to God. That's basically what we're saying. What's the health secret? Well, normally I talk about a lot of health secrets that empower you. However, health secrets, this health secret basically has been, I'm going to tell you about this health secret, it's been a detriment to humanity because in the 1900s, this world developed a system to manipulate, to hurt people's health. George Brackenham, Florida state attorney, he obtained a copy of the Rules of Revolution. And these rules were not for the United States Patriot, but were for documents that were captured in Dusseldorf in 1919 and were basically the communist rules of revolution. So why am I talking about this? Well, immediately on this list is the communist plan to ruin your health. It says, quote, corrupt the young, get them away from religion, get them interested in sex, make them superficial, cause a breakdown of old moral virtues, honesty, sobriety, faith, and faith in the pledged word, and destroy their ruggedness. Okay? So when you hear the current administration crafting an agenda to curb obesity, high blood pressure, et cetera, and to manage your health care, you can bet it isn't about curing a disease. They're purposely creating disease. They do not want to make you more robust and strong. They want to that would defeat their purpose, basically, and it's all about deception and reinforcing more control to secure the next stage to further degrade your health and your freedom. So if you accept this truth I'm telling you, then the secret's going to be out, and you're more empowered now to stand and fight back. So did you know that our government and the health industry promote organ transplants? Want to know what? You probably didn't even think about this. Well, on the surface, that may look like a good thing. Yeah. However, through licensing of toxins and drugs and tobacco, GM foods, and other poisons, we eventually experience organ disease, and we can conclude that something is amiss when every 16 minutes a new name is added to the National Organ Transplant waiting list. So if you are a donor and you've indicated on your driver's license, your relatives will get the bill from the hospital for harvesting your organs. Did you know that? Yeah, they take your organs and then they transplant them for big bucks, but they give your relatives the bill for doing that. So if you need to replace a diseased organ, the hospital is going to charge about $250,000 for a new kidney, $300,000 for a pancreas, $400,000 for a lung, and $520,000 for a liver. But the king of all transplants, of course, is the heart, costing $650,000. Although organs are donated, obviously there is a financial incentive for hospitals to harvest these organs and perform the transplants. Now, drug companies benefit also because the transplant recipient is on a lifelong prescription of anti-rejection drugs. And in March 2009, there was a pending lawsuit where the Center for the Organ Recovery of Education, CORE, its CORE, was working with Hammett Medical Center in Pennsylvania. They were accused of removing the organs from an 18-year-old high school student, Gregory Jacobs. Normally, this would not raise an eyebrow, but Gregory was not yet pronounced dead, nor did he meet the criteria for being brain dead when his organs were removed. At least 42 states have laws requiring hospitals to have policies and procedures to inform families about organ donation. But Gregory's father, Michael Jacobs, alleged that he was asked by hospital staff to sign paperwork for organ donation after they informed him his son was brain dead. Believing the doctors that his son was dead, Mr. Jacobs signed the forms. However, hospital records show Gregory was not brain dead and was not pronounced dead until 29 minutes after his organs were harvested. So, medical experts that reviewed Gregory's hospital records feel that he would have recovered from his skiing accident, his head injury, if it were not for them removing some vital organs. So what made Gregory's organs so valuable? Was he the correct blood type for individuals on the transplant waiting list? When organ donation forms are signed, it gives the hospital permission to harvest all major organs, the heart, the liver, the lungs, the kidneys, the pancreas, unless otherwise stated. And you should know that hospitals rank donors, and the most suitable, valuable are going to be the young and middle-aged head injury patients. It makes you a target when you come through their doors if you're young, healthy, but have a head injury. You want to be careful about that. Cleanse your organs, keep them healthy. Other than trauma, you want to keep those organs healthy so you're not on the list. If you're looking to maintain healthy organs, give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They specialize in organ cleansing, the bowel, urinary, prostate, kidney, bladder, liver, gallbladder, and blood system. You got these major organs that you can maintain and keep clean and healthy. Also, watch what you eat because you don't want to recongest the system. And, you know, next time we're going to be talking about the heart and heart surgeries and things like that and how you can skip all that, even if you do have a problem with clogged arteries. We're going to be talking about ways to reverse that. And you can do it. It's work. Yes, it is, but the alternative is not pleasant. So we got empowerment for you. God didn't expect you to have to rely on a pharmaceutical industry to stay healthy. You need to do your due diligence, though. So educating yourself, getting the proper tools, utilizing those, you can go far. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They'll send you a free product catalog. Toll-free number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, or you can visit their website, thepowerherbs.com. And don't forget, free ship through December for orders, through Christmas, I should say, for orders over $100. So if you're checking it out, that's the time to check it. Coming up Tuesday, we're going to have Dr. Rebecca Carley, don't forget, and she'll be here. So if you have questions, you can email or call. And we're going to be talking about things on, the agenda for the government with vaccines and coming up flu. We got that mutation flu from that kid in up north. So we're going to talk about that H1N2 mutation. We got things to talk about to empower you, make you aware, to be strong. Go forth now. Seek the Lord's face. Mind the time. It grows short. I got to go, but don't you go anywhere. Covenant's Call with Pastor Mike Hoover is up next. The information is not intended to treat, prevent, cure any disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.